irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. Well, if you tuned in last Sunday, then you know my guest Taja Savelle was here, and she's going to be here again tonight because we had so much to talk about. And my other guest is Jessica Bunabach, the Polish woman. Welcome both of these beautiful women to Max and Friends.
Thank you.
So much fun.
Hey, Taja.
What is this book?
It's everything. Honey, this is my show.
Okay.
Yours is tomorrow, the Polish woman at 1 o'clock. Never let them take your mic, Taja. So welcome back, Taja. Last week, you were going to tell us about a book that you were reading. Listen, you haven't had the pleasure of hearing Taja speak, but let me tell you, last week we shook the foundations of the roots of this earth. From the Root is the book. You can get it on Amazon right now. A memoir and a philosophy from balance in our world. How did you find that balance? You touched on it last week, but how did you find that balance?
Well, you know, I was going to say last week that there's a book, because we were talking about nature.
Right.
And that's where we left off. And there's a great book that I've been reading. It's called The Hidden Life of Trees by mm-hmm. Peter Vulligan. Mm-hmm. And what they're finding out is scientists call it the world wood web. Mm-hmm. The wood wide web.
I would love Barbara Walters to say that.
and essentially what it is, it's an underground communication system that mm-hmm. many of us never knew about, where the roots are all mm-hmm. speaking to each other. Mm-hmm. And they speak to each other through the fungi in the soil. Mm-hmm. And essentially what happens is they're warning each other, they're giving each other messages mm-hmm. of danger. Mother trees will not allow their young trees to drink too much water, so mm-hmm. they won't grow up too fast mm-hmm. and become unable to handle, they'll be too immature and unable to handle some of
storms,
the harsh
yeah.
things that are to come. And so they're talking to each other through an electrical and chemical system.
Mm-hmm.
And
they share the same DNA we share. That's been a scientific proven fact.
Yeah, it's
so
interesting.
We're not all that different.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I always say, well, let's take a page from that playbook mm-hmm. because they know that if one area of the forest mm-hmm. is, you know, suffering or in danger, mm-hmm. that endangers the whole forest.
The whole society.
Yeah. And so because the rest of the trees become vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So you can only imagine what's going on in the mm-hmm. Amazon rainforest right now, burning.
Yeah.
And what's happening, you don't understand that this is a whole living connected organism and we're really all connected to it. So the book is just a wonderful book. It's one of the things that I bring up when I talk about balance and mm-hmm. bringing us into balance. Another thing that I mentioned last week is I talked about how generation after generation sort of been hurting mm-hmm. each other. And there's really no culture on the face of this earth that is exempt from poor behavior. Mm-hmm. We've had brutal aristocracies, wars, mm-hmm. Holocaust, slavery, you name it, right?
Mm-hmm. Everyday living.
Yeah, all around the world. And we've never really stopped to heal from the root, heal mm-hmm. our relationship from the root. There's a really great book also called All God's Children. Mm-hmm. It's written by Fox Butterfield. And mm-hmm. he did an in-depth, he's a reporter, he did an in-depth study on a family that had a long history of criminal activity. Mm-hmm. And what he did was he traced the family back to, he came from a family of slaves, mm-hmm. and he traced the family back to an area of the United States that was so brutal at the time, even before slaves were brought in. Mm-hmm. It was a brutal area inhabited by Scotsmen and Irishmen mm-hmm. who had come. It was called Bloody Edgefield. That's how bad it was in the U.S. at that time. And they had come over from their own brutality. Mm-hmm. So if you've ever seen Braveheart, then mm-hmm. you know, all
patterns
the
king's horses,
all the king's men just rampaging through the villages, mm-hmm. raping and pillaging. And imagine the heartbreak. And if you never have time to heal from it, and then you just
carry on.
With heartbreak comes anger. Mm-hmm. So they came,
and then anger comes violence, right. And it's a domino effect.
So they had hailed from that area.
Yeah.
And it was quote unquote, every manner of anarchy, man against man, brother against brother, family against family. People would walk in a bar and just start shooting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then the slaves came in.
Right.
Okay. After that had already been going on. So you can only imagine how
the energy,
how they handled the slaves. So when you think about it, though, we all have a story. So what is the story? Where's the heartache and the pain that has not been healed from the root? Mm-hmm. And why have we been unable to heal?
Where was your heartache and pain?
Good one. Well, it's funny. I was just talking to Royce Morales earlier today. She is the founder of Perfect Life Awakening. She's an author. You should have her on her on your show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She's amazing. And I cite her in my book as well. And we were talking about, because she has a method that helps you trace your programming back to whatever. So whether it's childhood or teens or different areas where you started to program yourself subconsciously, something happened and you came to a belief system about yourself and about the world, and you started functioning based off of that,
that
flawed programming. So she helps you pinpoint it. And I was telling her, because I've done some of her courses, that prior to doing the work with her,
You got to do the work.
You did your work. You have to do the work.
You did your work.
You have to do the work. But prior to, I realized once I had done the work, oh my gosh, I had been piloting from these sort of flawed programs, and I could see how each one had led me down various paths that were not serving for me or for others.
But no experience is ever wasted.
No experience is ever wasted.
It brought you
it's
here.
Just like it's just like, do we really have to go through all of this trouble?
Did you have to go through it?
Well, see, I think if we were born with the tools, that's why I talk about healthy communication and all of these tools. If we learn these from youth, like last week when I was talking about Marshall Rosenberg's schools, you know, these young folks are learning the tools of healthy communication early on. And so now they will have, you know, lives that are far different because they're not drawn into these conflicts, and they know how to handle conflict peacefully and resolve it peacefully.
So, but your heartache and pain, what was that? Because now you have a book.
You really
I'm going there,
pin
girl.
Me down.
I am not letting this go.
Pin
because
me
you
down.
Know why? Your story, everyone does have a story.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like not everyone has the ability or the platform to tell their story, right? Or, and we're all storytellers.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the beauty of life. If when you really start opening up your heart and your story and telling it, it just makes other people's lives be like, oh, I can identify.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, the comparison, and oh, I hear you, I see you, you matter.
Right.
So for you, your heartache and pain, you went through some stuff, girl. I know you a long time. I know you a long time.
Yeah.
So I know some of it, but I don't know all of it. And what I think is most interesting is, you know, when people observe us, they think that our heartache and pain is what they observe. You know, and it's like, oh, people can hide behind the smile really easily.
Right.
But so for you, what were you going through that you, and I love going through because it's energy in motion.
Yeah.
That's all emotion is energy in motion and it's moving. And like children, like you were saying, it's like patterns and pathology.
Yeah.
So what we're taught. So when was your pattern and pathology disrupted? And when was that heartache and pain revealed, like, okay, my next step is?
Well, you know, I had a happy childhood, but at a certain point there was a disconnect. And I was always taught that you can do whatever you want. And I took that to heart.
Mm-hmm.
But as I grew, you know, started to grow up and decide what I wanted, and especially deciding that I wanted to be a singer, that might not have been the idea that my parents had for me. It wasn't the idea. And I think that my pain is, it's funny because really I think that everyone's pain, the root of it is not feeling loved and not feeling
validation,
not feeling loved and not feeling like you can bring your own unique self to life and whatever your unique gifts and talents are, which all of us have. And so feeling not that you're not loved or that you're excluded or and those were feelings that I had. And I also, but I barreled through, you know, so I.
What gave you the strength to barrel through, though?
You know, I'll tell you, man, it's so funny because over the last 3 days, I've had three people ask me that question. And
so by now, you're going to have the greatest answer.
let's hope, right? So I, you know, if you believe in past lives, then maybe it's the past life, the energy from the past life that makes us all unique, because we're all, if you believe that energy never dies,
right,
that you came from something and mm-hmm. you're going somewhere mm-hmm. because energy never dies, mm-hmm. right?
For the soul, there's neither birth nor death, it's eternal, everlasting.
Exactly. So what was that energy before that like catapulted me forward into this world with a real sense of knowing what I wanted mm-hmm. and nothing was going to keep me in a box. Mm-hmm. And even though I had this private pain going mm-hmm. on that I didn't even realize until later. Mm-hmm. Niall helped me mm-hmm. and different people, and I started to realize. And I really did a lot of work to mm-hmm. get through it and to understand. But there was definitely and still is force that where it's like just being in tune mm-hmm. with your own inner wisdom and your own inner energy. Mm-hmm. And acting immediately on inspired thought mm-hmm. and not being afraid to do that. So I've always had that, but...
Were you always tuned into it?
I was always tuned mm-hmm. into it.
And then
always.
When people try to shut it down, your reaction was?
I didn't pay attention. I have to say, too, when I was in fifth grade, my mm-hmm. parents took us out of school mm-hmm. and we lived in the remote wilderness for mm-hmm. a year. My parents taught me, with no running water, no electricity, and you could only get there by airplane or boat or snowmobile. Mm. And in the winters, it was like 40 below.
Brutal.
Yeah. And we had to take an ice auger and you know, drill through the ice and ladle. And it was an amazing experience mm-hmm. and carry the water up to the cabin. And it taught me how to commune with nature.
Mm-hmm. And how to be free.
And how to be free and how to listen mm-hmm. and how to, I think it connected me very deeply to my own instincts yeah. and to source. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That you are, I am of the I am.
Right.
When you're in nature, you discover that I am of the I am.
Yeah.
And there's really no far of a separation.
Even if you don't know that right. you've discovered it, you're right. just like in tune with it, right?
You're in tune with that.
And then we're all connected. I'm very, very, I really have understood even more and more and more how connected we all are mm-hmm. and how energy is just, you know, anything that we see is really just energy and it's in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Of course.
You know.
So how did you get free from the heartache and pain?
I had to go through different therapeutic methods. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know, I went through periods where I started drinking and getting high, mm-hmm. and then I stopped when mm-hmm. I started singing. So it was like a couple years, and then I stopped, mm-hmm. and I was super straight again because mm-hmm. I was always super straight. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, then when the pain just you couldn't mask it anymore mm-hmm. came back, then I started again. Luckily, I call it my summer of mayhem, mm-hmm. and it lasted really a summer, and then I started to get help mm-hmm. and in various ways, mm-hmm. And I've just been a seeker, mm-hmm. you know, and willing to roll up my sleeves and do your work.
Doing.
Yeah, and I'm very disciplined.
And you do it in many ways.
Yeah.
You do it in many ways.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to be free?
Well, for me, it means to be able to act on my inspired thought mm-hmm. in any given moment, because I believe that the inspired thought that comes from the wellspring of, you know, balance and wisdom within mm-hmm. is what brings each of our unique dreams and visions and talents to life. Mm-hmm. But if we are worried about what other people are thinking, or we're getting caught up in traditional thought, I'm married, but I don't have a ring, mm-hmm. okay? I could care less about a ring. Mm-hmm. There's no rock on the face of the earth that could ever, you know, measure up.
He is the
to,
rock.
He's the rock. He's, you know,
he's
measure
the foundation,
up to my the to my husband. So yeah. I don't care. So, but I had to learn that for myself and cast out that traditional way of looking at things and saying, does that work for me?
The made
or not?
Up. It's not even traditional. It's a made up symbol. If yes. we really break down, yes. everything is just a made up symbol.
And if it works for you, cool.
Wonderful.
But if it doesn't. Then
cooler.
Be able then, to discern right. what works for you and what doesn't.
Right.
You know.
And be true to it.
Right.
And don't just do it because someone else has it and you think that's the thing to do.
Right.
Freedom is fun. So we're going to be free for a moment here
Freedom
on Max and Friends because we're going to play Be Free by Tasha Spillane. When we're back, you're back here with us. Jessica's here. We got some music, Jessica. Maganda, beautiful.
So this is one of my new songs.
Tell us about
free.
It.
It's Be Free and was produced by Sean Carrington.
And here it is. I'm Max and Friends. We'll be right back.
The other night, I saw my life. It was right. It was right. It was all worth the time. It was like we were kings, we were queens. In a place where we fly every day in a dream. But today,
sitting out my dreams. I keep thinking about what I've just seen. Wanna be what I wanna be. Wanna feel what I wanna feel. Wanna do what I wanna do. Wanna see what I wanna be free. Hey, I wanna be what I wanna be. I wanna feel what I wanna feel. I wanna do what I wanna do. I wanna see what I wanna be.
We're all great kings and queens, and we soar every night in our sleep, in our dreams. Then we wake, and it's just another day. Plan my escape and run my race. I saw there's more the other night when I learned how to open that door. Climbing the ladder, climbing, don't break my dream down. My heart's in it now in my dreams. I keep thinking.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was Taja Savelle, Be Free. Listen, I got to tell y'all the truth, what's happening here with Jess and I. We eating bugles because General Mills just said, y'all loved me and sent me a bunch of bugles. They are yummy. That's all I'm going to say. I love my bugles, and I love you all for sending me bugles, and I love you all for sending me some t-shirts, and I love that Triscuits was a part of your urban farming.
Yes.
I love Triscuits, too.
I do, too. They only have three ingredients.
They do.
Wheat, oil, and salt.
They're good.
Yeah.
I love a good Triscuit. And your urban farming was on like 26 quadrillion billion boxes all over the world.
28 million boxes of Triscuit, and we planted with them 65 community gardens around the country of free food for people.
I love
in the
it.
Community.
So it was and awesome. You're still doing it.
We're still doing it. We're really providing resources for people to start their own gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I've written this book. It's inspired by
From the Root.
Called From the Root, a memoir and a philosophy for balance in our world. And it was inspired largely by the boots on the ground experiences that I've had through urban farming.
You've learned.
I've learned a lot. I started it with $5,000 in three gardens, and now
and blood, sweat, and tears. You do your work.
Yeah, oh yeah,
if anyone does their work, let me tell you all tuning in tonight. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest, Taja Savelle. She does her work. She does her work. I've known you a long time, and I know that everything that you have a vision of or a thought of comes into reality. It really does. You if you're the total paradigm shifting of, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hands. You're a testament to that.
Well, thank you.
I mean the book, Urban Farming, your music, Be Free. Tell us about Be Free, because that is my theme song from, like, I love Max and Friends, y'all. Don't get me wrong, but I'm about to play that up in the intro of this show because that is me. I love the song, man.
It's really, you know, I see in all of us that we're all kings and queens, and I see people just trudging to work every day and trying to feed their families. And I see a bigger vision that we all recognize each other and that we're living in a world of abundance. And I know that it can happen.
How do we get there?
Well, listen, in this book, I've done 8 years of research. I've had all of this experience on the ground, not just in challenged communities, mm-hmm. not just in urban areas, but in rural areas and suburban areas and affluent communities. And I've really discovered that we have some gaps and some gaps of misunderstanding and some healing that we need to do, healing our relationships from the root. I give solutions in the book. I talked last week about human infrastructure bonds, which are really important. Human infrastructure bonds are similar to what you're used to hearing about municipal bonds to help build our roads and bridges. But what about the human infrastructure? Mm-hmm. What about strengthening and building our human infrastructure so that no part of town or no area in the country, in the rural area or suburban areas, is languishing or suffering mm-hmm. and at all, that every area in our world is abundant. And, you know, people can get a return on their investment. They'll get a huge one. I talked about, you know, just as simple as having healthy communicators in a company. They did a Towers-Watson study, and they found that companies with healthy communicators as leaders will pass on a 47% higher return on their investment over a 5-year period. If that doesn't tell you anything, what does? I mean, there's so many other studies about these types of things and the importance of how we treat each other. But I think that some of the economic studies are really important. Mm-hmm. In the United States, we waste $6.2 trillion every single year.
And what we learned last week, listen how much the average murder costs. 17.
A study out of Iowa State University revealed that one single murder costs society $17.25 million.
When you say cost society, what does that mean, cost
society?
So
it's direct and indirect costs. So it's a really good question. Mm-hmm. Direct and indirect costs, the cost of the investigative costs, the hospital costs, the morgue, the policing, the cost of insurance, the loss to the family. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's mm-hmm. unbelievable. And we are now in the United States, crime is costing the United States upwards of $3.4 trillion every single year. And I want to put that in perspective, okay? In 2018, the United States only collected $1.7 trillion in individual income taxes. So when we talk about raising taxes, we should never raise taxes again. Let's recapture and reallocate that wasted money. Also, we should never slash budgets again. Guess what? The federal budgets combined of the Department of Justice, the Department mm-hmm. of Education, the Department of Labor and Homeland Security, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and Health and Human Services combined mm-hmm. is less than what we waste in crime every single year, what crime is costing the United States every single year. So if we started to recapture and reallocate the wasted money, and I've pinpointed seven areas of wasted mm-hmm. capital.
Let me throw another one in there. I discovered a friend of ours was in prison because he did something like stupid with some kind of money laundering or whatever. It wasn't a major deal. And I'm totally minimizing the crime because it wasn't, the sentence he got for the crime was totally ridiculous. And what had happened was he has like a problem with his liver. So they put him up in some prison up in Massachusetts, and the prison gets $150,000 to $200,000 per prisoner per year because he was on one pill. Not, some of them are very sick and they need dialysis and whatnot. But he like was on one pill. He could easily take that pill elsewhere. But they allocated him there so that this prison would make money because it's a private prison. $150,000 to $200,000 per prisoner. And let's say that he has a 3-year sentence and dies after 1 year. They get payment for the full term. And when I learned this, I was like, oh, we all in the wrong business. We need to open up a prison. I'm kidding. But I was like, unbelievable at the amount of money that the prisons make off of society and people.
It's really
so
something.
There's another one. There's an eighth one.
No, it's true.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg of the corruption that's happening.
I mean, I pinpointed seven areas in this book, and it came up to $6.2 trillion. I mean,
isn't that unbelievable?
One area is a McKinsey and Company study revealed that if we just close the educational achievement gaps in our country, we'll add $1.4 trillion to our GDP.
And what does that do?
What does that do? It just, I mean, the thing is it creates abundance in our world. It creates abundance.
You know, we're in a society where like abundance is such a word that we just throw left and right. And people don't really understand the definition of abundance and what it means. You know, there's conscious thought and unconscious thought. There's conscious conversation, unconscious conversation. The amount of unconscious conversations we have about abundance to me is so exhausting. Because if you play it back, and you know, we, Max and Friends, letalkradio.com/Max, you can hear all the shows from 11 years there. But what happens is that we, our words are becoming, they're becoming real. And we're having these unconscious conversations about what we think abundance is. When here you've done the work, there's studies shows what abundance is. How do we get people on your, on your team, Taja?
Well, you know,
to start talking, like to start really having conversation of what abundance really means.
Well, listen,
from the root.
This is a campaign to heal our world from the root.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you read, if you go to Amazon, you can check out the book because I go through chapter by chapter. Mm-hmm. I start with healthy thinking, healthy communication, healthy eating, healthy fitness, healthy finances, healthy education, and healthy families.
Polished woman, Jessica, right? Yeah.
So I go chapter by chapter, mm-hmm. and in each area, I do reveal areas of wasted capital. And, and like Max just said, it's the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
So once we recapture and reallocate, and again, the human infrastructure bonds are I love this because I've talked about it now with people across every demographic and every sort of political from every political angle, and they all love the idea because it gives people a chance to make money, but mm-hmm. it also gives them a chance to make money in a way where they are bringing to life areas that are challenged right now and that need to be brought in balance. And it's not just chronic impoverished areas, it's also areas that are affluent because you have a lot of emptiness in our world. So you can have all the money in the world. And I know this from experience. I've had ups and downs as an artist monetarily. And you can have all the money in the world and still be, you know, just horribly unhappy and not feel connected to your own compass and your own inner wisdom. Mm. This is a human thing. It's not, you know, it goes to every human. It transfers to every human. So getting to the bottom of healing our world from the root is really important because if we don't do it, it's like we're trying to suture a wound that has not been cleaned and mm-hmm. it'll go septic. Mm-hmm. So we need to take a pause mm-hmm. and heal our relationships.
So how infected is our wound of this nation we call America?
So I like to focus on the solution.
I know. Because, there is a solution.
Yeah.
But if some people who don't realize the solution, they need to know there's a problem. Right, you know what I'm saying?
There's a solution. I do lay the challenges out in the book.
People who are listening tonight who think there's no problem.
Well, that's
and
true.
There's no solution, right? Yeah. But the problem that we're facing, it is infected. there is a cancer in this nation that needs to be cut out, and here's the solution. Hit it, Taja.
Okay, so and the solution can happen really rapidly.
Yeah.
And that's what I think a lot of people feel like, oh, you know, it can never happen. We can never have peace on earth.
Don't you
blah,
always
blah,
hear
blah,
that?
Right, yeah.
That's
well,
unconscious creation.
The Institute for the Economics of Peace did a study, and if we had just been 25% more peaceful in the year 2010, the world economy would have reaped an additional $2 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we are at war, when we are at conflict, it's costing us money. And when we're in peace and harmony, we have abundance that we've never seen. We have returns on our investment that we've just never seen before. We have an exchange of ideas and productivity that has yet to be seen in our world. So the solution is to start focusing only on the solution. And I put at the end of each chapter, I put solutions. I have a roadmap. I have strategies. If you don't have to wait for a politician. If you feel that you want to vote in the 2020 election, mm-hmm. just make sure that the candidate of your choice is actively healing the world from the root and not just talking about it.
So what does that mean, actively healing?
So are they putting high bonds in their area? Are they mm-hmm. are they getting universities and insurance companies and banks and public and private partnerships together to strengthen the human infrastructure in the area, dealing with healthy thinking, dealing with healthy communication? Are they putting programs in schools where they teach healthy communication, the tools of healthy communication?
Mm-hmm.
Are they putting programs in places of employment to help with fitness and healthy eating and healthy finances? Because once we are putting ourselves in balance in all of those areas, then we're humming like a wonderful, wonderful machine.
Yeah.
You know, we're like
together we rise.
Or an orchestra in tune.
It's true.
Whatever your metaphor. I like the music one, of course.
Of course. Hummingbirds. Together we rise. That's you know, right. I always say we're like champagne. There's just a bunch of us bubbles in a glass and we're all rising to the top. Right? Speaking of champagne, my Polish woman's here, Jessica Bunavach. Hi, Telly Award winner. I pulled up your mic. I know you're like, you're so eager to speak. You're...
No, I was just going to ask her. I was really going
to yes,
ask her.
Welcome to the show, Jessica.
How do you heal the root?
There you go. How do you heal the root?
So, you know, this is a really important question. And I started the first chapters out about healthy thinking. I mean, the first chapter is an overview of what the book's about, but the second chapter is healthy thinking. And okay. So, because it really starts with a thought, it really starts with ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everything that has ever been created, this microphone we're talking into, our phones, books, whatever, buildings, airplanes, all started with a thought. Mm-hmm. And so becoming a detective and spying on your thought life is the first step. And learning about healthy communication is critically important to our relationships.
When did you learn about healthy communication?
I started learning about it through the work of urban farming.
Yeah.
Tell Jess what Van Jones.
This is amazing, urban farming. We talked about it last week.
Yeah. Van Jones started getting me hip to it. My friend Cherry Flowers got me hip to it. And when I say it, I'm talking about Marshall Rosenberg. I studied his methodology, which is nonviolent communication. And what I've learned is that if we don't start having healthy communication in our world, we're like three-year-olds with hand grenades, because the technological advances that we're experiencing right now are just gaining so much momentum. They're growing at such an exponential rate that we're literally like three-year-olds with hand grenades, because we're not catching up from a maturity standpoint to what we can do on a technological standpoint. Those are sort of the building blocks of healing from the root, healing our relationships from the root.
Yeah.
And then everything really starts to fall in place after that. And once you really pay attention to the eating, what you're eating, are you eating from an emotional standpoint?
I've heard of that. Yeah, I've learned of that as well.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. When I first started learning about it, it was really trippy.
I know. It's like, really? What you eat? Like, it's connected?
I know. They said, you know, before like, you reach for the ice cream or whatever, remember what you were thinking about moments before, because that probably triggered the need for some sort of comfort food or just mindless eating. And
that's so true.
When you start doing that, it's really, really a trip.
I also heard that when you eat, you say, oh, this chicken, I really love this chicken. Like, it's really good for me. Like,
You want to know why? You want to know why? Because, I mean, they've learned in quantum physics that just the thought in the experimenter's mind has an effect on the quantum particles that they're trying to observe. So that's why they can't ever, they can't observe.
Do you understand what that means? No. Can you break that down in
English? I can break it down.
Because it's true. Because if you say this food is shitty, then your stomach would actually feel like
shitty.
Like after
because every action has a reaction.
That's right. And we talked about it in last week when we talked about how your thoughts and words, if you say kind words to somebody, you're actually increasing and enhancing your own immune system as well as the immune system of everyone who heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you speak unkind words or if you have an unkind tweet or whatever, then you have just damaged your immune system and the immune systems of everyone who checked out your little message.
Ooh, Tasha
or
just
heard what
indirectly
you said.
Read me. Ooh, that resonated. Like really I gotta delete that tweet.
But you know, we are all co-creators
of this
reality.
And co-destroyers too.
And co-destroyers.
That's a reality, because we can equally create as we can destroy. And I feel like a lot of kids these days with social media, we do shows about it on the Polish Woman all the time, how kids have this competition to destroy one another.
I know.
Yeah, they need to read from the root.
They do.
Yeah. This needs to be in schools.
Well, listen, let me
tell you. Why isn't this like in educational classrooms?
Well, thank you. That's what we want.
Okay. So how do we make it happen? Like, who do we need to call?
Let's make some calls.
You know me. Where's the phone?
Let's call the Department of
Education. You know, when you talk about what is freedom?
Yeah.
Freedom is when we are all uplifting each other and we're having fun in this world. It
That's
is not fun to be cut down or to be unloved or to be excluded. It is not fun to cut someone else down. Even though it might feel good in the moment, it's really not fun. Trust me, I used to be so good at verbal slaughter until I really had that come to your knees awakening, crying, realizing what I was doing when I was verbally slaughtering other people. So I had my own moment. I learned, but I used to be so proud of, you know, how much I could just like verbally slaughter somebody. And I thought it was so cool. And I think that's kind of what people are going through right now.
They are.
But if they really understood what's going on, they would see you're not creating a world that's fun for us to live in. Let's create a world where we have fun.
You know what? Here's one of my things that I'm a strong believer on. And we get snuffed out when we're children, daydreaming. Never stop daydreaming.
Yes.
I think when we daydream, that's what, and I say it all the time, our daydreams become a reality. And when you tell a little kid, what does a pirate do? And they're like, woo. And you tell an adult, they're just like, what, you crazy? You know what I mean? We've lost the ability to daydream. Not we in this room, but people have lost the ability to daydream. And I think daydreaming is essential. It's like water is life. Daydreaming is life.
And I just want to say that when we have a world of abundance where one side of town is not languishing in chronic poverty, then because how come people can't daydream? Because they're going hand to mouth.
Well, you know why? I saw it yesterday. Because people tell them to stop. And when an adult tells a child to stop crying, they're teaching that child that emotions, don't cry, that emotion is something you shouldn't have. And crying is such a beautiful release. But speaking of release, it's good for everything. I got to take a minute because you're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. All right. LA Talk Radio, this is Max Friends. I could talk to you all night, Taja Spill. I'm so glad you're here in the studio with me here. You know, we play Love is Contagious from time to time here on Max and Friends. We played it last week. I got to talk about Jess because your show's tomorrow, 1 o'clock here on LA Talk Radio.
It's you and I, right?
The Polish Woman, it's you and me.
Yeah, it's our anniversary.
It's our 1 year anniversary. We're doing our thing. And speaking of like daydreaming, consciously creating and making the world a better place, Jess does that with the Polish Woman.
That's awesome.
Every Monday, she finds women to come in and it's an unfiltered love fest of how to support, inspire, encourage women to be who they are and to live their best life.
Yeah.
That's
well,
awesome.
Speaking of daydreaming, I actually have a vision board. That's my thing. Because so I have that. I actually just, you know, cut all the pictures, the photos of my, and my kids were like, what the heck are you doing, Mom? I said, because I put their pictures, like, for example, if there's an Oprah, I said, I want my own TV show. There's Oprah there and her TV show. I put my face.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
And you create. And look, here you are. We won Telly Awards. So Tasha's going to hang out with us here.
Yeah.
You and I have like gone through we have been through the battlefield. We have been through the clouds and through the rain and through the sunshine and through the pain and through it all. Honey.
Yeah.
And here we are with smiles on our face, Aquarius.
1 year after.
But tell me what Polish Woman means to you.
Well, Polish Woman is, you know, this woman who has the tools, you know, about becoming, you know, like being what do you call it, confident about herself. So it's her.
Like Taja.
Like Taja. Like
the
Taja.
Ultimate Polish Taja. Woman right here tonight at Max and Friends.
Like, she's married, she's confident, she can speak about, you know, herself, she can
her truth.
You know, the truth about yourself, and just being out there. So, and you're confident about yourself. So that's, and we have this Polish Woman because I love helping the stuff that I've been through as well, just like you. It's just good to share and be able to advise women and, you know, and how to help women.
And raise the vibration.
And raise the vibration.
That's awesome.
And you won a Telly Award.
Yeah.
For best web series.
You know, English is my second language. I was like, what the heck?
And we won with ESPN and Sesame Street.
I know.
Wow.
So for all those who said.
It's actually every woman's story.
It is.
Like, it's women
it is every, it's,
story.
Yes.
It's their story that actually made us win as well.
Yeah, it was everyone's authentic story.
I love for
and
the project.
The beauty of like how you're here tonight, Taja, just opening up and like speaking your truth and what works and the heartache and the pain you went through. And we had a full season of that last year.
Oh,
we have another full season of this year.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on Polish Room, we're going to talk about our favorite shows, our favorite episodes, and how we won. So tune in tomorrow, latalkradio.com at 1 o'clock, The Polished Woman with Jessica Buinovich. Mm-hmm. Follow her on Instagram at Polished Woman.
Yes.
And what was your favorite? I know it's hard to say, it's like your children, which is your favorite child. But all the shows, was there one that like spoke to you the most?
Well, I think well, you know, the one with my friends, because we have different stories, which actually I wanted to do another episode like that.
An update.
Yeah, well, an update and then another episode.
Oh, yeah, a whole another foundation.
Yeah, a whole another foundation, because as you mentioned a while ago, you know, finding that identity. So I feel like I want to have like a mistress.
Right.
A wife. A wife and a widow.
With no judgment.
With no judgment.
Just bringing everyone in to have conversation.
And yeah, because, you know, I was once, I had an affair before as well, you know, with someone who was married. And it's very, you know, finding that whole identity of yourself.
Right.
You know, when you don't really know who you are and going through the stage of being on your 20s and 30s.
Right.
And then finally, okay, I want to get married. And then after you get married, you have kids. And then what? Like, you know, you can't, what am I supposed to do? What is my purpose here? What is my identity? How do I, you know, how do I live here on earth and be, you know, and not just be a mom, not just be a wife, not just be a friend to someone? And so I found out, I found that from you by helping me to get out here and have, you know,
Jess called me and she was like,
woman,
I can't do this, love. And she's crying. I'm like, look, when God has a purpose in your life and you don't do it, you need to show up and do it even more. Turn that car around and get to the studio, because you're not going home. This is your purpose. You're supposed to do this. And the English as a second language, that means you speak another language. So you should take that and use that for encouragement and get over here and do your thing and do your purpose.
Yes.
And here we are 1 year later, polished woman with the telly.
Sometimes he speaks like my accent.
Right. No. So, well, you know, because listen, we all are here to lean on each other. Mm-hmm. And that's just the reality of who we are as a collective being, is, you know. And that's one of the things we talked about last week, was this song Lean On Me that I learned with Taja Seville, Everybody Is Somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and we do that on your show, where the one common thread I think all humanity wants is, do you hear me? Do you see me? And do I matter? Mm-hmm. It's that validation.
Right.
And it's from the root. I mean, really everything is from the root. And what I love that you said about the harmony of what's happening underground.
Yeah.
You know, I love to get on vegetarians when they're like, oh, I eat vegetables. I'm like, you are ripping them from the root. And what you are, don't get on me with mommy. You are ripping them from the root. And what's happening underground, they're all like, what just happened? Where did that carrot go?
You know what? When I see a plant, I'm actually scared to take them out. You know, like, I don't want to do that because it's alive.
It's vibrational. It's alive.
It's all connected. Yeah. It's all connected.
What does it mean, everybody is somebody?
Well, it ties into what I talk about in the song Be Free, that we're all kings and queens.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we maybe can't see that of ourselves because we've been told so many other
patterns
things.
Patterns and pathology.
People are marketing things to us right and left. So really getting quiet and getting in touch with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to say this about healthy communication. My husband and I wrote a television show, and it's called Resolution with Montel. Montel Williams is the host of the show. And it's all about healthy communication, done in a very entertaining, very cool way.
Mm-hmm.
But these are some of the solutions, whether it's in the media, whether it's in politics, whether it's in your own school or petitioning to get healthy communication in your schools, in your workplace, to get some of these concepts in your community. Mm-hmm. These are all from the root actions. These are all ways to start healing our world from the root. And I do, you know, I've had several conversations with Prince about, because I obviously got my start with Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had several conversations with him about how our art, especially because he had his own spiritual awakening, about how our art is affecting the world. And he keyed into how his lyrics are affecting the world.
Mm.
And he made a radical change in his lyrics at a certain point in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And a change in how, what he would allow himself to listen to. And I did too.
Mm-hmm.
And we had many conversations about what can be done to help heal
this world.
So
what's one thing right now that people can do to heal the world?
People can remember that every kind word you speak is enhancing yourself and others, and every unkind word is not. People can turn the channel. If you see people arguing and saying mean things, turn the channel. turn the channel. Don't Why do you turn need it that? On. We want to have fun and we want to be free. So
this
turn
is
the
our
channel.
Playground.
Yeah.
And when we're watching television, we're taking time away from enjoying our playground.
And if you're That's a creator right. of a show, mm-hmm. think about these things because this is your legacy.
We think about it
because you know a lot of the shows mm-hmm. are affecting us, and there's so many things that are affecting our world right now. Mm-hmm. And when you see mass shootings. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to ask yourself, my gosh, you know, how is it affecting our psyche when mm-hmm. we see adults screaming at each other on a television mm-hmm. show or on any show? Mm-hmm. How is that affecting your psyche? Mm-hmm. What is that teaching your kids?
Mm-hmm. And listen, Maya Angelou would say it sticks to the walls.
Yeah.
When you bring that into your house, it sticks to the walls.
And it goes
And then
in
you
your...
live with it, and then it goes into you, and then you become that.
Right.
So that's why I have to be conscious of what you're tuning into. Yes. So I'm glad you're tuning into Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. That was some conscious conversation. We got to wrap this show up because the illusion of time is upon us. TajaSeville.com, the book From the Root. Y'all can go
Amazon.
Get it right now on Amazon. I Jessica's book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like
Marry
a Woman.
Like a woman.
You can get that on Amazon. And of course, Polish Woman. Tomorrow, our 1 year anniversary.
Don't
yes.
forget to tune in. 1 p.m.
1 p.m. Taj, what do you want people to take with them into this week?
Again, think about what you're saying, not only to yourself and your thoughts, but what you're saying to others and what you're thinking about others. Mm-hmm. That's where it starts. And go to Amazon and check out the book.
Get the book.
Because you'll get a roadmap of how to heal yourself, your families, your relationships, your communities, and the global family.
Hashtag buy the book.
Hashtag buy
Jess, what do you want people to take with them into this week?
Always
give love.
Give love. But you know what? A lot of people say that. A lot of people say that. A lot of people post about it. A lot of people wear t-shirts that says love, but they don't really do it.
Practice it.
They don't practice
so
it.
Practice
so practice
love.
Like,
what do you
really
say after your
practice
show?
Practice love. Oh, give love to the next person that you see after watching the show.
That is contagious.
When it's all right.
Contagious.
So what I want you, I thank you both for being here tonight on Max and Friends.
Thank you for,
being in the studio too, husband.
Thank you.
You are the rock.
All of you are wonderful.
Thank you for being here.
Thank
what I want you all to take in to this week with you is that you can lean on me, for real. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your life. I will reach out to you. If you need somebody to talk to, I know I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself saying that, but I really mean it. Like, hit me up. Let me know. If you're going through something, we can find help for you. And just know that you are somebody, because everybody is somebody. I love you all for tuning in here to Max and Friends. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends. And right now, you can spend a little time listening to one of my favorite songs here on LA Talk Radio. Does this sound familiar, Taja?
Yes. What's it?
This is the jam from
Lean On Me.
Everybody is somebody. Take that into this week. I love you all for tuning in. Good night and good karma. I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Tune in next Sunday And I love you. Good night and good karma. Until next time, take life to the max.